Basic Math and Pre-Algebra for Dummies isn't just another dry math textbook. It's a friendly companion on your journey through the fascinating world of numbers. Author Mark Zegarelli, with degrees in both English and math from Rutgers University, has created what many educators consider the most approachable introduction to foundational mathematics available today. Since its publication, this book has become a staple in home libraries and classrooms alike, with over 500,000 copies sold worldwide. Even celebrities like Natalie Portman, known for her Harvard psychology degree, have recommended it as the book that finally made math click. Its cultural impact extends beyond education. It's part of a movement to make mathematics accessible to everyone, regardless of their previous relationship with numbers. Numbers weren't always the abstract symbols we recognize today. They emerged alongside the earliest agricultural societies, when humans needed more precision than just a lot or a little to track their harvests and trade goods. Our prehistoric ancestors began with simple one-to-one counting, using stones or clay tokens, one token for each sheep or measure of grain. These physical counting aids gradually evolved into pictorial representations, then tally marks, and eventually into polytechnical representations, and eventually into the sophisticated numerical systems developed by various civilizations. The Babylonians, Egyptians, Greeks, Romans, Mayans, Arabs, and Chinese all created their own number systems, each with unique strengths and limitations. Our current Hindu-Arabic decimal system, with its elegant place value structure and inclusion of zero, represents the culmination of thousands of years of mathematical evolution. Beyond their practical applications, numbers reveal fascinating internal patterns and structures. Even in odd numbers follow predictable sequences, 2, 4, 6, and 1, 3, 5, while counting by multiples creates patterns that help master multiplication tables. Square numbers, 1, 4, 9, 16, can be visualized as square arrangements of objects, reinforcing multiplication concepts visually. The distinction between composite numbers, which can form rectangles with multiple rows and columns, and prime numbers, which cannot, introduces fundamental concepts in number theory. Perhaps most powerfully, exponents provide a compact way to express repeated multiplication. The sequence 1, 2, 4, 8, 16 can be written as 2 to the 0, 2 to the 1, 2 to the 2, 2 to the 3, 2 to the 4, demonstrating how small initial values can grow exponentially. This explains phenomena like the famous penny doubling example. A penny doubled daily reaches over $5 million after just 30 days. The number line serves as a fundamental visual tool for understanding mathematical relationships. This simple yet powerful representation shows numbers increasing to the right and decreasing to the left, helping children transition from counting on fingers to understanding numerical relationships. Addition and subtraction become intuitive movements on this line. Moving right means adding, numbers increase, while moving left means subtracting. Numbers decrease. For example, to calculate 2 plus 3, start at 2 and jump 3 spaces right to reach 5. For 6 minus 4, start at 6 and jump 4 spaces left to reach 2. 0 represents the profound concept of nothing, a philosophical oddity since nothing by definition doesn't exist, yet we represent it with the number 0. Children grasp this abstract concept through concrete examples. If you have 3 trucks and someone takes all 3 away, you're left with 0 trucks. Negative numbers extend the number line leftward, representing values less than nothing. While children initially learn that you can't take away more than you have, negative numbers show this isn't strictly true. If you have $4 and owe $7, you're $3 in debt, represented as negative 3 on the number line. The number line also illustrates multiplication and division. To multiply by 2, circle every other number, the multiples of 2. To calculate 5 times 2, start at 0 and jump 5 circled spaces right to reach 10. For negative 3 times 2, Jump 3 circled spaces left to reach negative 6. Division appears as splitting segments into equal parts. Dividing 6 by 2 means splitting a line from 0 to 6 into two equal parts, with the split occurring at 3. Fractions fill the spaces between whole numbers, similar to markings on a ruler. No matter how small a segment becomes, you can always find a fraction to represent it. Between any two fractions, there's always another fraction. Mathematicians call this property the density of fractions on the real number line. As our understanding of numbers expands, we encounter four fundamental sets that build upon each other in a nested structure, each more comprehensive than the last. These sets form the foundation of mathematical thinking and provide essential tools for both practical applications and abstract reasoning. 1. Counting numbers, also called natural numbers, begin with 1, 2, 3, 4, and continue infinitely. These are the first numbers children learn, used for counting physical objects and establishing basic quantity relationships. Natural numbers arise from our innate ability to recognize how many of something exists. They're essential for basic arithmetic operations and form the foundation for more complex mathematical concepts. While seemingly simple, these numbers support crucial real-world applications like inventory counting, sequential ordering, and basic measurement. 2. Integers expand this set by adding 0 and negative counting numbers. This set includes all counting numbers, 0, and negative counting numbers, like minus 1, minus 2, minus 3. Integers are closed under addition, subtraction, and multiplication, meaning these operations always produce another integer. They're vital for representing concepts like debt, temperature below zero, or elevation below sea level. The introduction of zero was a revolutionary mathematical advancement, providing a crucial pivot point between positive and negative numbers and enabling the concept of nothing to be quantified. 3. Rational numbers include all integers plus all fractions. Any number that can be expressed as a ratio of integers, like 3/4 or minus 5/2, belongs to this set. Rational numbers are closed under all four basic operations, addition, subtraction, multiplication, and division, except division by zero. These numbers allow us to express parts of wholes, precise measurements, and proportional relationships. They're essential in everyday calculations, from cooking measurements to financial calculations. Notably, all repeating and terminating decimals are rational numbers. 4. Real numbers encompass all rational numbers plus irrational numbers, numbers that cannot be expressed as fractions, like pi or 2. The real numbers comprise every point on the number line, creating a continuous spectrum without gaps. Irrational numbers have decimal representations that continue infinitely without repeating patterns. They emerge naturally in geometry, like the diagonal of a square, and in many natural phenomena. The discovery of irrational numbers by ancient Greek mathematicians fundamentally challenged their understanding of numbers and measurement. Each set contains all the previous sets, similar to how a city exists within a state, within a country, within a continent. This nested structure provides a framework for understanding how different types of numbers relate to each other and builds a hierarchy of increasing complexity and utility. Understanding these relationships helps in recognizing which number system is appropriate for different mathematical situations, from basic counting to complex calculations involving transcendental numbers like pi and e. This progression of number systems reflects humanity's evolving mathematical understanding and our need to describe increasingly complex mathematical relationships. Each expansion of our number system has historically corresponded to solving new types of problems and understanding new aspects of the natural world. Our number system is based on 10 because humans have 10 fingers. In fact, the word digit means both numerical symbol and finger. This decimal system, developed by Hindu mathematicians and later refined by Arab scholars, revolutionized mathematics by using just 10 digits, 0 to 9, combined with place value to express numbers of any size. This elegant system replaced cumbersome earlier methods like Roman numerals, which required different symbols for different powers of 10. Place value transforms individual digits into meaningful numbers by assigning value based on position. Each position in a number is worth 10 times more than the position to its right, creating an exponential pattern of values. For example, in 45,019, we have 4 10,000s, 40,000, 5,000s, 5,000, 0 hundreds, 1 10, 10, and 9 ones. This system allows us to represent vast quantities efficiently. The number 333 uses the same digit 3 times, but each position carries a different value, 300 plus 30 plus 3. Zeros serve 2 distinct purposes in numbers. When a zero appears to the right of at least one non-zero digit, it's a placeholder that maintains proper place values, as in 5,000,000. These placeholder zeros are crucial. Without them, 5,000,000 would become 51, completely changing its value. However, when zeros appear to the left of all non-zero digits, they're leading zeros that can be dropped without changing the number's value. 003,040,070 is simply 3,040,070. This distinction is particularly important in computing and financial contexts. For readability, we separate long numbers with commas into groups of 3 digits, called periods. These groupings help us read numbers by their place values: ones, thousands, millions, billions, trillions, quadrillions, and quintillions. Each period represents 1,000 times the previous one, making it easier to comprehend and communicate large quantities. For instance, the number 123,456,789 can be read as 123,456,789. Rounding numbers and estimating values are essential skills in practical mathematics. When rounding to the nearest 10, 100, 1,000, or beyond, focus on the digit in the place you're rounding to and the digit to its immediate right. Numbers ending in 5 or higher round up, while those ending in 4 or lower round down. For example, 3,678 rounds to 3,700 at the hundreds place, while 3,642 rounds to 3,600. This concept extends to decimal numbers as well. 3.14159 rounds to 3.14 when rounding to hundreds. Estimation using rounded numbers helps quickly assess reasonableness and make practical decisions without need for exact calculations. The place value system's power lies in its simplicity and scalability. Whether dealing with microscopic measurements or astronomical distances, this system provides a consistent, logical way to represent and manipulate numbers of any magnitude. Addition, subtraction, multiplication, and division form the foundation of all mathematics. While these operations may seem elementary, mastering them is essential for more advanced mathematical concepts. Addition brings things together using the plus sign. When adding larger numbers, stack them with digits aligned by place value, then add column by column from right to left, carrying digits when necessary. For example, when adding 376 plus 49 plus 18, the ones column, 6 plus 9 plus 8 equals 23, gives 3 with 2 carried over. The tens column becomes 2 plus 7 plus 4 plus 1 equals 14, and the hundreds column adds to 4, giving a total of 443. Subtraction uses the minus sign to find the difference between numbers. For larger numbers, stack them with the larger number on top, aligning digits by place value. When a top digit is smaller than the bottom digit in a column, borrow from the left. Subtract 1 from the left column's top number, then add 10 to the current column's top number. Multiplication serves as shorthand for repeated addition. The numbers being multiplied are called factors, and the result is the product. rather than memorizing the entire multiplication table with its 100 facts, focus on a condensed version with just 28 essential facts, eliminating rows and columns for 0, 1, and 2, which follow simple patterns, and removing redundant entries. Division means splitting things up equally. When dividing larger numbers, long division provides an organized method, working from left to right. Unlike other operations, division often produces remainders, portions left over that can't be divided equally. For example, when dividing 7 candy bars between 2 people without breaking any, each gets 3 bars with 1 remaining, written as 7 divided by 2 equals 3R1. Mathematical properties reveal the underlying structure of operations, making calculations more efficient and building comfort with abstract concepts. Each operation has an inverse that undoes its effect. Addition and subtraction are inverse operations. When you add a number and then subtract the same number, you return to your starting point. Similarly, multiplication and division are inverses of each other. Addition and multiplication are commutative operations, meaning you can switch the order of numbers without changing the result. For example, 3 plus 5 equals 8 is the same as 5 plus 3 equals 8, and 2 times 7 equals 14 is the same as 7 times 2 equals 14. In contrast, subtraction and division are non-commutative. Changing the order changes the result. Addition and multiplication are also associative, meaning you can group them differently without changing the result. For example, 3 plus 6 plus 2 equals 9 plus 2 equals 11 is the same as 3 plus 6 plus 2 equals 3 plus 8 equals 11. Subtraction and division lack this property. The distributive property allows multiplication to be distributed over addition. For example, 3 times 4 plus 2 equals 3 times 4 plus 3 times 2, which equals 12 plus 6, or 18. This property becomes particularly useful in algebra. When working with negative numbers, specific rules apply. For addition and subtraction, think of movements on the number line. When adding a positive number, move right. When adding a negative number, move left. For multiplication and division involving negative numbers, the sign of the result depends on a simple rule. If the numbers have the same sign, both positive or both negative, the result is positive. If they have opposite signs, the result is negative. Word problems integrate mathematical skills with real-world scenarios, developing critical thinking and problem-solving abilities that are essential for everyday life. While many students find these problems challenging, they mirror the quantitative reasoning needed in practical situations, from calculating discounts while shopping to determining travel times for a road trip. The process of solving word problems follows 4 fundamental steps that transform verbal descriptions into mathematical solutions. First, carefully read the problem and create a word equation that captures the relationships described, including both numerical values and verbal descriptions. Second, systematically convert these word relationships into mathematical symbols and numbers, creating a proper equation. Third, apply mathematical operations to solve the equation using standard algebraic techniques. Finally, review the original question to ensure your answer specifically addresses what was asked, a step many students overlook. Consider this example. Nunu is spinning 17 plates, and Bobo is spinning 5 fewer plates than Nunu. We can approach this methodically by writing Nunu equals 17 and Bobo plus 5 equals Nunu. Substituting the known value gives us Bobo plus 5 equals 17, leading to Bobo having 12 plates. If asked for their combined total, we add 12 plus 17 equals 29. This simple example demonstrates how breaking down the problem into clear relationships makes solution paths more visible. More complex problems often involve multiple variables and conditions that change throughout the problem. For these situations, creating a systematic approach becomes crucial. Start by organizing information in a chart or table, clearly showing how different quantities relate to each other. For instance, in a problem involving several people's ages or multiple product prices, list all known values and relationships. Identify the smallest or base value, often called the independent variable, and express other quantities in terms of this value. This structured approach works effectively even with sophisticated problems involving five or more variables. For example, in a problem about different workers' salaries, where each subsequent worker earns a certain percentage more than the previous one, you can create a chain of relationships. If worker A earns X dollars, worker B might earn 1.2X. Worker C earns 1.1 times worker B's salary, or 1.32X, and so on. By organizing these relationships visually, the solution becomes more manageable despite the complexity. The key to mastering word problems lies in consistent practice and developing a systematic approach. Start with simpler problems to build confidence, then gradually tackle more complex scenarios. Remember that most real-world mathematical situations come to us as word problems rather than pure equations, making this skill particularly valuable for practical application. Mathematics extends beyond whole numbers to represent parts of a whole through fractions, decimals, and percents, three different ways of expressing the same concept. Fractions represent division, with the numerator, top number, divided by the denominator, bottom number. Fractions like 1/2, 2/4, and 3/6 all equal the same value despite having different terms. To add or subtract fractions with the same denominator, simply add or subtract the numerators while keeping the denominator unchanged. When denominators differ, find a common denominator first. Multiplication and division of fractions are surprisingly simpler than addition and subtraction. To multiply fractions, multiply numerators together and denominators together. To divide, multiply by the reciprocal of the divisor. Flip the second fraction upside down and change division to multiplication. Decimals provide another way to represent parts of a whole, using our base 10 number system. The decimal place value system extends rightward from the decimal point, with tenths, hundredths, thousandths, and so on. Decimals are particularly useful for money calculations, with $0.50 equaling half a dollar, $0.5 equals 1/2, $0.25 equaling a quarter, $0.25 equals 1/4, and so on. Percents represent parts per hundred, with the percent sign, percent, indicating out of 100. When you have 50% of something, you have 50 out of 100 parts, or half the total. Converting between percents, decimals, and fractions is straightforward. To convert a percent to a decimal, drop the percent sign and move the decimal point two places left. To convert a decimal to a percent, move the decimal point two places right and add a percent sign. Mathematics extends beyond abstract numbers to practical applications in measurement and geometry. The English system, commonly used in America, relies on units like pounds, feet, and gallons, while the metric system is based on the number 10 and uses decimal notation. Despite the metric system's mathematical advantages, Americans remain attached to familiar English units. Geometry, the mathematics of figures like squares, circles, triangles, and lines, is one of the most useful areas of math for everyday life. Plane geometry studies figures on two-dimensional surfaces, while solid geometry explores three-dimensional shapes in space. For 2D shapes, we measure perimeter, the distance around the outside, and area, the size inside. For triangles, the area formula is A equals 1/2 times B times H, where B is the base and H is the height. The Pythagorean theorem helps find the hypotenuse, C, of a right triangle. A squared plus B squared equals C squared. For circles, the circumference formula is C equals 2R, or C equals D, and the area is A equals R squared. In 3D, we measure volume in cubic units. For cubes with side length S, V equals S cubed. For rectangular solids, boxes, V equals L times W times H. For prisms and cylinders, volume equals the base area times height, V equals A sub B times H. Graphs provide visual tools for organizing and presenting numerical information. Bar graphs compare independent values, pie charts display how a whole is divided into parts, and line graphs track changes over time. The XY graph, Cartesian coordinate system, becomes especially important in algebra, allowing visual representation of mathematical relationships. Algebra uses letters, especially X, to represent unknown values, making it essential for solving problems too difficult for ordinary arithmetic. Variables serve as placeholders for numbers, similar to blanks or question marks in simpler equations. An algebraic expression is any string of mathematical symbols that includes at least one variable, such as 5x minus x plus 2 or x squared y minus xy divided by z. To evaluate an expression, substitute known values for variables and calculate following the order of operations. The goal when solving algebraic equations is to isolate the variable on one side. The balance scale method provides a reliable approach. Whatever you do to one side of an equation, you must do to the other to maintain balance. This typically involves three steps. 1. Get all constants on one side. 2. Get all variable terms on the other side. And 3. Divide to isolate the variable. For example, with 11x minus 13 equals 9x plus 3, add 13 to both sides to get 11x equals 9x plus 16, subtract 9x from both sides to get 2x equals 16, then divide by 2 to find x equals 8. Algebra word problems can be solved using a five-step method. Declare a variable, set up the equation, solve the equation, answer the question asked, and check your answer. When declaring a variable, choose one that represents the smallest quantity to avoid working with fractions. Through these fundamental concepts, from the origins of numbers to the principles of algebra, mathematics reveals itself not as an intimidating subject, but as a powerful tool for understanding and navigating our world. By mastering these basics, we gain access to the beautiful, logical structure that underlies all mathematical thinking.